Welcome back. In this lesson, we're diving into one of the most important jungle skills you can learn, how to make a break roll sound colorful, gritty, and alive in Ableton Live 12 without wrecking your headroom. Because in old school D&B and jungle, the breaks are the personality. They're the heartbeat, the swing, the chaos, the energy. But the trap is this. It's very easy to push them so hard that the whole drum bus turns into a clipped, flat mess. So today, we're not just making the drums louder. We are making them feel louder, wider, and more exciting, while keeping the mix clean enough for bass, stabs, and master processing later on. We're aiming for that classic chopped, rolling, human feel. Think amen energy. Think ghost notes. Think snare flams. Think dusty top-end grit and controlled low end. And most importantly, think headroom. First, start with a good break. Amen is the obvious choice, but think Apache, funky drummer, skull snaps, or any dusty vinyl break with a nice natural swing will work great. Drag it into an audio track in Ableton Live 12 and get it moving around 160 to 174 BPM. If you want it to feel more frantic and urgent, push closer to 170 or 174. If it's already in time, don't overwarp it. That's a big one. Too much stretching and warping can flatten the character fast. For warp settings, beats mode is usually the safest place to start if you want tight transient control. Preserve transients and keep the transient loop mode off or very short, depending on the source. The goal is to keep the break punchy, not digitally smoothed into submission. Now let's chop it. You can either slice the break to MIDI or edit it directly in Audio. For this style, I'd usually start with slice to new MIDI track. Slice by transient, create a drum rock, and suddenly you've got a playable break instrument that gives you control over every kick, snare, ghost hit, and tiny accent. If you want more of the original feel intact, you can also duplicate the audio clip, cut little regions, shift them slightly, or reverse tiny bits for texture. But for building a proper roll, slicing to MIDI is usually the best move. Now build your pattern like a real phrase, not just a loop. An 8-bar break roll is a great target. Bars 1 and 2 should establish the groove. Bars 3 and 4 can add ghost notes and little snare stutters. Bars 5 and 6 can increase the density a bit. Then bars 7 and 8 can give you a more obvious roll or fill before the drop. And here's the key jungle mindset. Leave space. A great break roll often has more emptiness than you expect. The power comes from tension and release, not from cramming every inch of the grid. Humanize it next. This is where the loop starts breathing. Use velocity variation so the main snare hits harder, the ghost notes sit lower, the hats feel uneven, and the kick accents have some weight without being maxed out. Then add tiny timing shifts. Nudge a few ghost notes slightly late, push a few hats a touch early, and keep the main snare mostly locked. That little push-pull is part of what gives jungle that rushed but controlled energy. Ableton's Groove Pool is your friend here too. Try extracting groove from the original break if it has a nice feel, or use a swingy MPC-style groove. Keep it light. Something like 10-35% timing and 10-25% velocity is usually enough. If you overdo the groove, the break can lose urgency. Now before we start adding color, control the source. This is where a lot of people go wrong. Open utility first and trim the level if needed. You want the break peaking somewhere around -12 to -8 dB before heavy processing. That gives you room to work. Then use EQ8 only if necessary. Maybe a gentle high pass below 25 to 35 Hz if there's rumble. Maybe a small cut in the 200 to 400 Hz range if it's boxy. Maybe a little dip around 7 to 10 kHz if it's harsh. Keep it subtle. We're not sterilizing the break. We're just making sure it isn't fighting itself. Now for the fun part. Adding color without losing headroom. A solid Ableton chain for this is utility, EQ8, drum bus, saturator, glue compressor, and then limiter only if you really need it at the end. Start with drum bus. This is one of the best stock devices for jungle break processing. Use drive somewhere around 5 to 15%. Add a little crunch if you want some bite, maybe 5 to 20%. Be careful with boom. In old school jungle, the break usually needs mid-range movement and punch, not a giant low-end boost from the drum bus itself. If the break already has enough low-end, leave boom off. You can also use the transient control to add snap, anywhere from +5 to +20 depending on how soft the source is. Next comes saturator. This is where you add harmonics and a little extra edge. Try 1 to 4 dB of drive, turn soft clip on, and then match the output level to the bypassed version. That last part is huge. If it sounds better only because it got louder, you're not hearing the real improvement. So keep a slash B testing at the same volume. Then use glue compressor to unite the chops. You're not trying to crush the life out of it. You're trying to make the break feel glued together. A ratio of 2 to 1 or 4 to 1 works well. Attack around 3 to 10 milliseconds. Release on auto or somewhere around 0.1 to 0.3 seconds. And aim for maybe 1 to 3 dB of gain reduction on peaks. That's usually enough. If the compressor is clamping hard just to make it sound exciting, you probably need more movement in the arrangement or velocity instead of more compression. At the end, use a limiter only if there's a real level problem. It should be a seatbelt, not the engine. If the limiter is working too hard, go back and lower the level earlier in the chain. Now let's make the break bigger without eating headroom. Parallel processing. This is one of the smartest moves in drum and bass production. Create a return track or a duplicate chain and put your dirt there instead of on the main break. A nice parallel chain might be a Q8 with a high pass around 150 to 250 Hz. Then saturator with more drive, maybe 6 to 10 dB, then redux for some gritty sampler vibe, and maybe auto filter if the top end gets too sharp. Blend that return underneath the dry break. This lets you keep the transient clarity and punch on the main channel while adding dirt, body, or top end fizz in the background. And that's the magic. The dry break stays alive, but the parallel layer makes it feel bigger and more dangerous. You can also add movement with filtering and automation. For example, automate a low pass opening over 8 bars, or use a band pass for a transition moment, or automate a tiny bit more drive and drum bus during the last 2 bars of a phrase. You can even automate the utility gain down slightly right before a heavy fill, and then bring it back after. That keeps the section feeling powerful without just slamming the meters. And always keep track of gain staging at every stage, not just at the end. If one device adds 3 to 6 dB, the next one is probably being pushed harder than you think. Check levels after each insert. Use a slash B comparisons constantly. A louder version often fools you into thinking it's better, when all it really is louder. Also, protect the kick transient first. In jungle, the kick can disappear when the break gets too dense. If that happens, soften or shorten only the busiest slice and let the snare keep its energy. That's often better than flattening the entire break. Let the drum bus breathe. If the only way it sounds exciting is when the compressor is smacking everything, the arrangement probably needs more motion, not more gain reduction. Keep an eye on the low end too. The break should usually not compete with the sub or bass line. If the drum break is getting too thick around 100 to 250 Hz, clean that up. Cut mudness, not body. Old school D&B works because the drums and bass interlock. They're supposed to support each other, not fight for the same space. For arrangement, don't just loop the same thing forever. Shape it like a real track. 4 bars of the main groove, then 4 bars with a few more ghost notes, then 2 bars with a denser roll, then a 1 bar fill with reverses or stutters, then back into the main pattern. And for fills, think in levels. Not every fill needs to be huge. Sometimes one extra hat is enough. Sometimes you want a snare drag. Save the biggest turnaround for the moment that really needs it. Here's a good advanced idea too. Make 2 versions of the same roll. Version 1 can be drier, punchier, and more transient. Version 2 can be dirtier, more compressed, and slightly smeared. Then automate between them every 2 or 4 bars. That keeps the break evolving, without writing a whole new pattern. Another great trick is ghost layer stacking. Duplicate a slice and process the duplicate differently. Keep the main break dry and punchy, and make the ghost layer filtered, saturated, and quieter underneath. That works really well for snare runs and hat chatter. If you want darker, heavier energy, try a parallel dirt chain with erosion, redux, saturator, EQ8, and auto filter. Keep the dirt in the mids and highs by high passing it hard, maybe even at 200 Hz or above. That way you get grime without muddying the low end. And if the roll feels flat, add a very quiet top loop or percussion layer. High pass it, keep the velocity low, and maybe narrow the width if needed. A little top texture can make the whole break feel more alive without stealing the spotlight. So here's the big takeaway. Don't try to make the break louder. Make it feel bigger. Use chopping, velocity, groove, careful saturation, parallel dirt, and smart automation to create a roll that hits hard, but still leaves room for the bass and the master chain. That's the old school jungle mindset. Rough, alive, colorful, and controlled. For your practice, try building a 4-bar jungle break roll with 1 main snare accent per bar, some ghost notes in between, and 1 small fill in the 4th bar. Add a light groove, then use utility, EQ8, drum bus, saturator, and glue compressor. Match the level so the processed version is not louder than the dry one. Then add a dirty parallel return with EQ8, saturator, and redux, and blend it in quietly. Check your peaks. Keep the break bus comfortably below clipping. Then drop a simple bass note or sub drone underneath and see whether the break still leaves space. If it feels more exciting, more alive, and more jungle, while still staying controlled and mix-friendly, you nailed it. That's the sound. Colorful break rolls without losing headroom in Ableton Live 12.